inaugural debut as a song leader. And he did a very fine job. He even has some great encouragers sitting on the second, the first, second, and third rows. Yeah, they told him this morning, they found out he was going to be leading. They said, we're going to sit up front this evening, and they kept their word. Yeah, they are up front. And you sounded like you had a full house this evening. And Trey, you did a very fine job, sir. I see a bright future for you as a song leader. First time, and did a fantastic job. Keep up the good work, sir. Certainly good to be back this evening. Good to see each of you here this evening as we conclude our worship service on the Lord this day. We invite you to get your Bibles and follow along with us as we talk to you this evening from Psalm 46, verses 1 through 3. Psalm 46, verses 1 through 3. Heavenly help. Heavenly help. God is our refuge and strength. A very present help in trouble. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Therefore, will not we fear, though the earth be removed, and though the mountains be carried into the midst of the sea, though the waters thereof roar and be troubled, though the mountains shake with the swelling thereof, Selah. This verse is a great comfort for troubled hearts of troubled saints. It promises heavenly help, divine help, to see us through the difficult times of life. We want to take a closer look at this passage. God, first of all, is described as a refuge. Refuge here means shelter. God is a place where we can go for protection. Shelters have been designated in select locations that those who have been the victims of the storms, of the hurricanes, can find safety and security. Those who have been affected by the devastating winds and the overwhelming waters of Harvey, fortunately, have been able to find shelters. They've been able to find refuge in these designated places of safety, and that's a wonderful thing. Those who have been victimized and who were warned to flee from the wrath to come, perpetrated by the hurricane known as Irma, they have traveled, some of them hundreds of miles, to get out of the pathway of the storm. And they have found refuge and lodging and safety in various cities. Some have lodged here in shelters, in the homes of loved ones, and in hotels. They've been seeking shelters, refuges in the time of storm. Some have gone up to Indiana, some to Kentucky, some to North Carolina and other places. They are looking for a place of refuge. They are looking for protective shelters. One of the old hymns we used to sing, and we still sing it every now and then, shelter in the time of storm. That is exactly what God is. And in reality, the very best shelter is the shelter God provides for our souls in Jesus Christ our Lord. This is the great shelter from the storm of eternal judgment on sin. We can find shelter in Christ and be spared that judgment storm. In Christ there is safety. In Christ there is security. In Christ there is salvation. In Christ there is shelter in the time of storm. Paul articulated these sentiments in 2 Timothy chapter 2 and verse number 10, saying, "Therefore I do all things for the elect's sake, that they too might obtain the salvation which is in Christ Jesus with eternal glory." God is our refuge. But not only is that the case, likewise, God is our strength. We really need divine strength to live right in this old sinful world. We need divine strength to keep going in time of trial. Temptations are many, and they are strong, bombarding both the young and the old, both the rich and the poor, both the black and the white. No matter where you came from, what your ethnic background, you're going to be faced with variegated temptations in this life. They surround us on every side. We wonder sometimes if we will survive. We feel so weak and so unable to overcome these temptations. Also, trials threaten to overwhelm us like the waters precipitated by Harvey and Irma. And we sometimes think we simply cannot keep going. But God will give us the strength that we need to meet every temptation and every trial in life. The Apostle Paul emphasized this salient truth when he affirmed in Philippians chapter 4 and verse 13, "I can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth me." Philippians 4:13. Paul faced many difficult situations in his life, which would cause lesser men to give up and quit, to throw in the towel, to stop fighting, but not Paul. He besought God for strength that would enable him to stand faithful and keep going amidst the most difficult times. Therefore, by his sterling example and his strong admonition, he could say to the Ephesians in chapter 6 and verse 10, "Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might." I wouldn't want to go through what Paul went through. Paul had so many challenges, so many difficulties, so many trials. He had to face the fierce winds of persecution, but he still remained strong. When we look at 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verses 23 through 28, we see a number of the things that Paul had gone through. When you get to the house this evening, read those verses, 2 Corinthians 11, 23 through 28. Paul, as he penned his last letter, shortly before his execution, shortly before his head was severed from his body, writing to his son in the gospel, verses 14 through 17, 2 Timothy 4, he said, "Alexander, the coppersmith, did me much evil. The Lord reward him according to his works." He wasn't going to seek to put a contract on Alexander. He was not going to seek to harm Alexander or have Alexander assassinated. He was not going to endeavor to take revenge on Alexander. But he said, "The Lord reward him according to his works." He says in verse 15, "Of whom be thou ware also, for he hath greatly withstood our words." And then verse 16, notice he says, "At my first answer, no man stood with me, but all men forsook me." I can only imagine what it must be like when no man stands with you. And you say, "Who's on my side? Who's here for me?" Not a single hand goes up. Everybody stand there with their naked faces hanging out, offering you no measure of support. I'm not gonna identify with you. I'm not gonna stand with you. He said, "No man stood with me. All men forsook me." Notice, "I pray." What a wonderful spirit. What a magnificent attitude. "I pray God that it might not be laid to their charge." And then verse 17, "Notwithstanding, the Lord stood with me and strengthened me, that by me the preaching might be fully known, and that all the Gentiles might hear." Notice the last part of the verse. "And I was delivered out of the mouth of the lion." God indeed was Paul's strength in the time of storm. But not only is that the case, but additionally, David said that God is a very present help in trouble. So many things fail us when troubles come. Paul just illustrated that. "No man stood with me. All men forsook me." You see, in the sunshine, we do well. But when trouble comes, it seems we are suddenly all alone and desolate. When trouble comes, friends and many other things which we thought would help us in trouble fail us instead. But be well assured, God will not fail us in our troubles. Trouble is when God's help really shines. We can count on the Lord in the good times and the bad, in the sunshine and the rain, under clear skies and cloudy. The Lord is a very present help in trouble. Now, the words "a very present help" literally means that God is a very accessible help. He is close by to help. He is only a prayer away. Sometimes people say, "Well, I'm here for you. I'm just a phone call away." But God is just a prayer away. He is a very present help. He is close by to help. We can obtain his help quickly. And in trouble, that is very important. You want some help immediately. You want some help real quickly. You want some help instantaneously. You don't want to have to be waiting around and wondering when is the help coming and looking at your watch. You can access this help provided by the great God of glory instantly as you go to God in prayer. Whether we have an 862-8600 situation of urgency or a true 911 emergency, God is a very present help in trouble. Notice again, by way of recapitulation, that God is our refuge, God is our strength, and God is a very present help in trouble. Take full advantage of the help that is available to you through God, our Heavenly Father. We need not wring our hands in perpetual despair. We need not toss and turn at night, worrying about our problems, worrying about what the day might bring. We don't need to count sheep when we can't sleep. Just talk to the shepherd. He is there. Most comfortable pillows is a clear conscience. So you want to make sure that you're living for the Lord and that you keep your record clear. You want to make sure that you are endeavoring each and every day to remain within the will of God and claim all that God has in store for you in the vast repository of heaven. If you are here this evening and you find yourself in the midst of a storm, I commend you to God